Okay, reading from the Jiva Dharma, chapter 28, Rasapachar. Om Vijanatamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmulatamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kritamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Anshakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So we're discussing the Jiva Dharma, and the tattvas, the subjects of Krishna consciousness, are being explained quite systematically through the story of great Babaji's great serious devotees, dedicated, pure devotees, living in Navadvip, the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And their instructions to people who are coming to Krishna consciousness. But the story is told in such an ingenious way that the story follows people whose doubts cover a particular subject, and it's systematically. And now we're just following someone who's not just come to Krishna consciousness, but is advancing deeper and deeper into Krishna consciousness. And he gets to the subject of Rasapachar. Rasa is the heightened love of the ultimate reality, Rasavai Saha. Patatirya Upanishad, that the ultimate reality is exchange of love, manifest in a divine drama between Krishna as the object of a particular type of love of the devotee, which is heightened by the mixture of various emotional experiences, five in number. So now they are discussing a little bit in depth. What is this rasa? Prabhu, what are the deep impressions, gadga, sangskar, you have spoken of in this text? So they were discussing about the word bhava, spiritual emotion, in the terms of transcendental rasa. And it indicates an awakening of deep spiritual impressions in the consciousness out of a taste or love for Krishna. So he wants to know more. What are these samskaras? It'll arise, you have to have some scars, you have to have impressions in the consciousness that have profound attraction, and that's what we do. We get spiritual experiences by Vaidhi Bhakti, by applying ourselves, applying our mind to Krishna consciousness, by understanding this is what we should do. And that attraction builds and builds and builds and builds and builds, because it's spiritual. And when it comes to a certain degree, and they're very, very deep, then the inspiration of Krishna can awaken them to some very deep spiritual feeling. But we have to cultivate these gada samskaras, these very deep things. Goswami, Baba, you have been revolving in the cycle of karma, birth and death, and thus because of your attachment to worldly sense gratification, your consciousness, chitta, is made up of two types of impressions, samskara, namely those acquired in a previous life, prakrita, and those acquired in a lifetime, this lifetime, adunika. So there's two types of samskaras, one that the impression of this life and past life. Generally, when you come to a very, very high level, spontaneous attraction for Krishna in a particular relationship, I think it may come out here, but it's also my personal experience, because very few people have achieved that. It's by adunika, not adunika, by prakita. No. Yeah, those acquired in a previous life. During this time, the pure tendency of the heart that was present in the pure existence of your atma has become distorted. The pure tendency of the heart is the desire to serve Krishna has become distorted into the intensity to enjoy selfishly. And the distortion was described in the first chapter as like the water becoming ice. It's the same substance transformed, love into lust. It's transformed. The ice is cold, it's hard, it's not fluid. The water is fluid, it's liquid. So somehow our pure existence has been transformed. Now, by the influence of spiritual merits, Sukriti, accompanied in many previous lives, you attained satsang in this life, and you're creating samskaras by performing bhajan in this association. So now you develop your attraction by the practice. And by that concentrated practice without distraction, and by the mercy of a devotee, and in their association, in their guidance, you start developing an attraction. And these samskaras become embedded deep in the heart. When these samskaras dispel the distorted samskaras, your original samskaras will arise. So we have distorted samskaras for sense gratification. When they are now overpowered by other samskaras that tell you not joying is good, but serving is good. So it becomes, and then your original nature will manifest. This achintya tattva will manifest within your heart to the degree that these samskaras deepen. This is known as gana samskara. So the absolute reality, the spiritual truth, the spiritual existence, the transcendental experience will manifest in the heart to the degree that you have these deep samskaras for serving Krishna. Rajanath, I am curious to know who has the anakari to enter into Ras Tattva. This is a very important subject, the anakari, the qualification. Because if you enter prematurely without faith, without an experience, without a trust based on evidence, without some realization, then your thoughts of Radha and Krishna won't be spiritual. Instead of elevating you, they'll degrade you. So he's curious to know who has the adhikari to enter into Ras Tattva. Goswami, the only candidates for Ras Tattva are sadhakas who can bring into their hearts the achintya bhavas arising from gana samskaras according to the sequence I have described. So who are the qualified people? By practicing Krishna consciousness very, very deeply, and developing an attraction to serve and an attraction to sadhana, you'll develop an attraction to the object of your sadhana. And you'll have an experience of that. And that will be called gata samskara. So who's the qualification? Who can have this achintya bhava, this spiritual feeling in their hearts as a result of, I should say, the gata samskaras, of this deep attraction to Krishna consciousness, according to the sequence I have described. Others are not qualified. Srila Rupa Goswami said, Yatitya Bhavana Vartma Yaschat Matkara Parabhu Pidhi Sadvo Jule Bhadam Swadite Sa Vaso Mithi Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2579. Rasa is the miraculous Sthayi Bhav, which is the veritable repository of wonder, and which is experienced after the sadhaka crosses beyond the path of contemplation. It is relish in the heart that has become radiant from being thoroughly and completely refined by Shuddha Sattva. So, who is qualified? Rasa is the Sai Bhav, miraculous. I love Krishna in a particular way, which is astonishing, and is experienced not by the intellect, but it's actually a direct experience. It's not an understanding. It's just like you may understand, I should like this person, but you may really love the person. And the love is beyond the contemplation. Some would say it's the wrong person to you. I know, but I love them. It's that deep impression in the heart. And of a person who has become completely refined by God's internal potency, which one has attracted within one's heart by the depth of one's greed and hankering to serve Krishna. Vajana, who is unqualified, anadikari for this rasa. It is offensive to explain rasa to someone who is not qualified, just as is an offense to give harinam to an unqualified person. Prabhu, we are low and destitute of wretches, so please give us your mercy and make us cautious in this regard. So he doesn't want to make a mistake for himself or for others. So he says, make me cautious. Discretion is the better part of valor, is the English expression. Goswami, renunciation that is indifferent towards Shuddha Bhakti can be called pretentious renunciation. And knowledge that is indifferent towards Shuddha Bhakti can be called dry speculation. So there. You say, who is unqualified? Well, one is pretentious renunciation. A person who's opposed to any form of contact of the senses with the sense objects. One who is renouncing things that can be used in Krishna's service and has this kind of gyanic renunciate samskar, where one is not attracted to form, emotion, etc. And even though that person may be advanced on the platform of gyan, persons who have that false renunciation, they reject everything, even those things that can be used in Krishna's service. That pretentious renunciation is not favorable. And knowledge that is indifferent towards Shuddha Bhakti can be called dry speculation, shukshma gyan. The other person is a person who has speculative and impersonal conceptions. So these type of people are not eligible. Those who are not favorable to Shuddha Bhakti are all unqualified for the subject of rasa. If you're not attracted to pure devotional service, either because you're a false renunciate or you're impersonalist, you are not qualified for the subject of rasa. For example, false renunciates, dry speculators, those who are dedicated to mundane logic, those who follow karma mamamsa, and those who praise the dry knowledge, sukshmigyan section of the uttama mamsa, those who are averse to relishing bhakti and those who follow the mundane philosophical system of Kevala Dvaita Vat, rasa bhaktis will protect Krishna bhakti, bhakti rasa, these unqualified people, just as one protects a valuable treasure from thieves. So basically, one who doesn't have sambandhi yet, who doesn't have the right balance between the body and the soul, between the soul and God and matter, and therefore comes up with different philosophies that are antagonistic to rasa and shuddha bhakti, to pure devotional service, like impersonalism, which can manifest in artificial renunciation or dry speculation. They're not qualified. Today we have been blessed. We will obey the instructions that we have received from your divine lips in all respects. Vijay Prabhu, I support myself with whatever wealth I acquire from reciting Srimad Bhagavatam in an open assembly of general people, but Srimad Bhagavatam is rasa grant. Is there any aparad in collecting money by reciting it to common people? So another nice question. He's interested, he's sincere. Now he's questioning his life. Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam is the crest jewel of all shastras, and it's the embodiment of the fruit of all Vedic scriptures. One should simply follow the instructions in the first canto. Ho, Rasika, Budhi, Bhavuka, Rasika Bhakta, Bhaktas, who are expert in relishing the rasa of Bhagavad Priti. Even in your liberated stage, you should keep on repeatedly drinking the rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ripened fruit of the wish-fulfilling tree of the Vedas. According to this shloka, only Bhavuka or Rasika Bhaktas are considered qualified to drink the rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam. Baba, you should give up this occupation immediately. You are eagerly desiring rasa, so don't make any more aparads to rasa. So, the Bhagavatam is rasa tattva. And to be giving it to money for people who are materialistic, and you do it for the money, which means you do it to please their senses rather than to enlighten them, and therefore accept money from it, this is condemned. Rasa Vaisaha, in this statement of the Vedas, it said that the rasa is the very sarup of Krishna. There are many other occupations by which you can maintain yourself. You should support yourself by one of them. From now on, don't collect wealth by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to general people. Yes, if you meet any Rasika listener, you can recite Srimad Bhagavatam to him with great pleasure, but don't take any remuneration or donation. Vijay Prabhu, today you have saved me from committing a serious aparad. From now on, I will not do this anymore. But what will be the effect of the aparad that I've already committed? Those offenses will be vanquished when you surrender to rasa with a simple heart. Rasa will simply forgive you. Don't be anxious about that. Vijay Prabhu, I will maintain my life by some menial occupation, but I will not describe rasa. Unqualified people, even if they offer money, and I love the people, Madhava, Ananta, that they will not, Kinshana Krishna, they will not do kirtan for money. Because then you're bringing in a motive for the activity that should be served. I'm doing this for money rather than I am serving this, the Bhagavatam, for Krishna's pleasure, instead of doing it for your own pleasure. So he's giving it up. He's sincere. Goswami, Baba, you are fortunate. Krishna has certainly accepted you as his very own. Otherwise, it will be not possible for you to have such firm conviction of the subject of bhakti. Both of you are residents of Srinavadvitam. Sri Gauri is invested with this potency. Thus ends the 28th chapter of Jaivardhana entitled Rasapachar Mukhirati. 29. We'll go another 10 or so minutes. I got very early and I've been up since 1:30. Rasapachar, Anubhavs, and Shanta Dasya and Sakyaras. Vrajanath and Bijay Kumar considered their situation carefully and decided that they would spend Chaturmasya in Puri and hear all about the aspects of Ras Tattva from Sri Gopal Guru. When Vrajanath's grandmother heard the glories of residing in Puri during Chaturmasya, she also agreed with their suggestion. From then on, they regularly went to receive darshan of Sri Jagannath Dev morning and evening, took bath in Narendra Sarovar, and visited the important places in and around Puri. In addition to this, they had darshan of Sri Jagannath Dev with great devotion whenever a special service, ceremony, or dressing took place. In this way, they passed their time in a very regulated and sublime manner. They expressed their innermost feelings before Sri Gopal Guru. When they expressed their intentions to Sri Guru Goswami, he was delighted and said, "I have already developed such thick parental affection to you both within my heart, and I think I will feel great distress when you leave. The longer you stay here, the more pleased I will be. One can easily attain a sadguru, but it's not easy to find a sadshishya." So it's more easy to find a qualified guru than find a qualified disciple. And the qualified guru is that qualified disciple, because that's what makes him a guru. Vrajanath very humbly requested, "Please be so kind as to explain Ras Tattva in such a way that we can easily understand the vibhav and other features of the various rasas." Goswami, "It is an exceedingly beautiful subject. Listen carefully, and I will happily speak whatever Sri Gorsunda inspires me to speak. First comes Shantaras, in which the Stai Bhav is Shanta, Santarati." So this is basically a summary of Bhakti Rasa Mitta Sindhu, where in the southern division they have five waves, and each wave describes one of the components of rasa. And then the western division describes the three rasas or relationship with Krishna. And what are the five bhavas that are discussed in the southern division? That what are the five bhavas that compose that rasa? So now, this will also be like a summary of that. The ananda and brahmananda of the nirvishesh bodies is extremely limited and feeble. And so is the atmananda of the yogis. So basically, the pleasure of the impersonalists and the yogis is pleasure, but it's somewhat weak. The ananda of realizing Ishvara is somewhat superior to these, and realization of the sarup of Ishvara is the cause of much satisfaction and bliss. I'm not sure what the difference is there. Okay, well, maybe realizing of Ishvara, maybe that means an understanding of God, like an awe and reverence. And then higher than that is the sarup of God, the heart, the relationship we have to God. The support, Alambam, of Shantaraj is a four-armed form of Narayan who has qualities such as supremacy and opulence. Shantarati has its abode in peaceful personalities, Shanta Purusha, namely those who are Aparav, and ascetics who have faith in Bhagavan. So as you remember, the first emotional component to Rasa was Vibhav. And Vibhav had two elements. What is that called? The Alamban, the support, and Udipan, which is the impetus. And the Alamban had two aspects. The Vishaya Alamban, the object of love for that relationship, and the Ashraya Alamban, is that it? Yeah, it basically the devotee of that relationship. So here in Shantaras, it'll describe what is the Alamban. Excuse me, one second. I just want to look up something in one of my books because I don't know how I'm forgetting this, but I am. Okay, one second. Okay, right. Okay, got it. Okay, so basically, Vibhav has two things, Alamban, the support, and Udipan, the excitement. So the support has two things, Vishaya, Ashraya. The beloved and the lover. So in Shantaras, the beloved, the Vishaya Alamban, is Narayan. And the Alamban Ashraya, the subject or the devotees are the Aparamas and the ascetics, the Tapasvis. The four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, and Sananda, who wander in the forms of Bal Sannyasis, are prominent among those who are the Aparamas. So again, this is the Alamban Vibhav, Alamban Ashraya. Who are the devotees? So the Sanat Kumaras were Aparam. At first, they were inclined towards Nivashesh Brahman, but later they became attracted to the sweetness of Bhagavan's form, and they engaged in the worship of that Murti, which is the condensed embodiment of Chit transcendent. Ascetics who enter into Shantarasa perform appropriate renunciation by which they already vanquished all obstacles and dispelled all attachment to the object of senses. However, they still have a desire for liberation. So Shantaras is worshiping Narayan, and the devotees who do that are the Aparamas and the Tapasvis. The Udipan, now this is what stimulates that love, that's still part of Vibhav Udipan. Shantaras are follows, hearing all the prominent Upanishads. You can see how this is not Sakyaras. This has different Alamban. No, yeah, different Vibhav Udipas. Like you can imagine Sakyaras residing in a solitary place, discussing and deliberating on Tattva, establishing the predominance of the knowledge potency, Vidyashakti, honoring the universal form, Vishru, associating with those devoted to Srihari, and who also cultivate empiric knowledge and philosophical speculation, Jnana Mishra Bhaktas, and reflecting upon the tattva of the Upanishads in the company of equally learned persons. Further Udipans are the fragrance of Tulsi offered to Bhagavan's lotus feet, the sound of the conch shell, sacred mountains and forests, Siddhishetra, the Ganga, the inclination to diminish contact with the object of sense gratification, that is the desire to vanquish all sinful reactions, and contemplating the conception of the all-devouring influence of time. These are the Vibhavs Udipans or Shantaras. Okay, now what are the Anubhavs? Anubhavs means the actions of Shantaras. As it is Vibhav. Now here are the Anubhavs of Shantaras. Some of the Anubhavs of Shantaras, which are specific, Asad Alan, to those who have Shantarati, are staring at the tip of the nose, behaving as an ascetic beyond all codes of social conduct, avadut, walking with the vision extended more than not 4 cubits ahead, exhibiting the Gyana Mudra, holding no malice towards those who are inimical to Bhagavan, the absence of excessive affection towards the praying bhaktas of Bhagavan, a mood of honor and reverence towards liberation and the disintegration of material existence, indifference, freedom from feelings of proprietorship and false ego, and observing silence, yawning, contorting the limbs, instructions on bhakti, offering pranams, and the stuti hari are some of the common emotions of Shantaras. They're the anubhavs, they're more the actions. The actions. What are the sattvika transformations in Shantaras? Almost all the sattvika vikars, such as the standing of hairs, Brahmansha. So these now are the, again, it's going to show what are the five bhavas. We just went over the vibhav, now we did the anubhav, now the sattvika bhavs. The powerful involuntary emotions. So what are the ones that are conducive to Shantarati? Almost all the sattvika vikars, such as the standing on hairs, perspiration, becoming stunned or visible in this rasa. The only exception is pralaya, fainting and falling unconscious on the ground. However, these sattvika transformations do not extend up to the stage of deep burning. So remember, there's a certain level of intensity of the sattvika bhavs. And when they come to the highest level, that is seen in... It can only go up to a certain level. But you're not. Which are the sanchari bhavs are evident rasa. Now remember, the sanchari bhavs or the vyabhachari bhavs are these 33 transcendental emotions. So which are suitable in the shantaras? The sanchari bhavs that are commonly seen in shantaras are remorse and self-disparagement, nirvedh, patience, jubilation, conviction, or understanding, remembrance, despondency, honor, desire, absorption, excitement, and argument. Vajranath, how many types of Shantarati there are? So now finally, the Staibhav. How many permanent feelings are? Shantarati is the Staibhav in Shantaras. And it is divided into two types, equal Sama and condemned Sandra. Sama Santirati, Shantarati, occurs in a sampragyata samadhi, the stage where the practitioner has achieved trance, but the atma has not yet reached the platform of perceiving his own sarup, wherein jubilation, trembling, and herpilation, standing hairs, are manifest in the body through the experiencing a spurti or a flash of God. Sanda Santarati is the rati in which Sandananda is manifest. This occurs in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, the trance in which all the functions of the mind are arrested because of the complex annihilation of avidya, wherein one directly sees Bhagavan before him. The extreme condensed bliss that arises is often called Sandananda. Shantaras is also divided into Paroksha indirect and Sakshatkara direct. Sukadeva and Bibala Mangala rejected the Brahmananda derived from Gyan and plunged themselves in the ocean of Bhakti Ras Ananda. The same is true of the renowned scholar Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Rajanath, why has Shantaras not been accepted in mundane literary tradition alankar? So it's not accepted in poetics, like to present Shantaras. There's no movement. Let's see what he says. The reason that mundane authors have not accepted Shantarati is that in worldly affairs, variety and diversity disappear as soon as Shanti appear. However, in transcendental dealings, the Aprakritaras increases progressively from the appearance of Shantaras. So, in mundane drama, Shantaras, it ruins all variety and diversity. So, what's the poetics? But in the transcendental Shantaras, it increases in transcendental dealings. Bhagavan has stated that the quality of having one's intelligence firmly fixed in him is called sama. Since it is impossible to fix the intelligence firmly in Bhagavan unless one has Shantirati, Shantaras must necessarily be accepted in Chittattva. So I think that's where we'll end today. Thank you all. Anyone have any questions or like to say hello? Can someone just say hello so I know that we're actually...
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Okay, hi, Bo.
Saying hello.
Thank you.
Hi, Bo.
Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Wonderful, so steady. Anybody else? Okay, we'll have to say goodbye today. Vamchakopati.